Get back to calls in a moment. I spoke to Chris Miller from Vic Roads earlier about the Greensboro Boundlands Ballarat Road closed on the Western Ring Road, Deer Park. A man is dead. The traffic disruption is annoying, but more important, a man is dead. The police, I'm sure, will need witnesses and help. On the line is Detective Senior Sergeant Jerry Clancy from the Major Collision Investigation Unit at the crash site. Detective Senior Sergeant Clancy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Ah, this is awful. Just, I assume you need any witnesses or people travelling past or dash cam footage, that sort of thing?
Yes, we do. There would be quite an amount of traffic at the time of the morning that this occurred. So if anybody does have dash cam footage or did witness the collision itself, we would certainly ask for them to come forward.
What time was it, roughly?
About 7:20 a.m. this morning.
Okay, and exactly where?
It's on the Greensboro bound part of the Western Ring Road, so that's northbound, just past the Ballarat Road on-ramp. That's the location where the crash has occurred.
Are you able to tell us anything of what happened?
Well, what we understand at this stage is that the smaller tray truck was parked in the emergency lane and both occupants were initially out of the truck and they were adjusting their straps on their load on the back of the tray part of their truck. The driver has got back into his cabin with the passenger still at the rear of the truck when the crane truck has been, from what we can gather at the scene, has been straddling the emergency lane and the far left lane and has collided into the rear of the tray truck where the passenger was standing, and that's caused the fatal injuries. He then pushed the tray truck a number of metres and then has veered off off the road itself, off the freeway.
At speed?
Well, not at excessive speed for... this is a 100-kilometre-an-hour zone normally, so there's no suggestion that the speed itself is beyond that.
The man that's been killed?
Yes, it is. It's a 34-year-old male from Hoppers Crossing.
And was he working on the truck?
He was at the rear of the truck. So what we've gathered is that they do installations of telecommunication pits, and they had a number of those plastic tubs in the back and some soil, and they were adjusting some straps from what we gather. At the time of the crash. Well, the passenger was, as I said, the driver had got back into the cabin.
But the passenger is one of the workers on that truck crew.
Yes, he was.
Was.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez, that's awful too. I mean, it must have been a horrendous thing for anybody to witness.
It would have been. Yes, it would have been. The crane truck is a left-hand drive truck, so it's mind-boggling as to why. There would have been, he didn't observe the stationary truck, so we'll look into the usual methods we do for looking to see whether he's distracted by anything. He hasn't been interviewed as yet. The crane truck driver is currently at Sunshine Police Station, and he'll be interviewed once we've finished with the scene.
So even though he's left-hand drive, he wasn't injured?
No, he wasn't, no. The driver of the tray truck, he was extremely traumatised. He's a 23-year-old male from Hoppers Crossing. He was taken to Sunshine Hospital, but has since been driven home by the police. But he's certainly not in a position to be spoken to just through what he's been through.
Well, obviously.
And crane truck driver is a 31-year-old male from Wenderee.
Okay. Well, obviously, it's too early to see whether any charges are possible or anything, but it seems from what you say as if you've got to look at it pretty closely.
Oh, we are. Yes, we are. Yeah.
1-800-333-000 if we can help. Crime Stoppers, is that right?
That would be good, yeah. As I said, any dash cam or even people who don't have dash cam but did see what happened, we'd ask for them to make contact as well.
Yeah, they'll probably need some counselling too if they saw it happen, I think.
And we can arrange that. Anybody that has witnessed it and does need assistance, if they make contact with a Major Collision Investigation Unit, we can then put those procedures in place.
All the best. Thank you for speaking to us. Detective Senior Sergeant Jerry Clancy at the scene of that crash on the Western Ring Road. They'll be cleared up soon. The road will open at some stage this afternoon, certainly by evening peak, we think. 1-800-333-000 if you can help.